Back in October, hardly anyone had even heard of the online word-guessing game Wordle. It was on a really basic, simple, ad-free website. The New York Times says by November, the game had 90 users. Fast forward to about 2.5 weeks ago, 300,000. Today, millions. It's no wonder the Times bought it this week, reportedly for a price in the low seven figures. If you're not familiar, the point is to come up with the correct five-letter word. Start with any word. It lets you know which letters in the right place, which are in the wrong place, which ones don't belong at all. You get six chances to figure it out. Then you can brag to everyone on social media that you solved it, as many have done. That got us thinking, maybe there is a talk show segment here, not just about Wordle itself, but other brain teasers. After all, public radio listeners like words and numbers and puzzles and games, right? So here's your chance to tell us what you like to play. Call in now at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite word game or puzzle? What is your favorite and why? Is it Wordle? Are you pretty good at it, or do you have to go on Google and cheat? Maybe you play Words with Friends or Scrabble, Crosswords, Word Finds. We'll throw Wheel of Fortune out there too. Maybe Sudoku if you're more into numbers. What is your go-to word game or puzzle? If you got any tips on how to win at them, you can share those as well. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. No guest for this one. You are our guest, counting on you to help carry things along. We pose these questions to our WPR and PBS Wisconsin colleagues. Here's what Willa Schlecht in WPR's administration and finance office had to say about her favorite game.
I play the New York Times Spelling Bee, and I've been doing it for about 6 months. It's an anagram of seven letters where you have to figure out all the words in a list. And what I found out after I got addicted is that if you get all the words in the list, a little bee will buzz all over your screen, but I have never gotten all of the words. 3 a.m. every night, Central Standard Time, they drop the prior day's list of words, and this morning I was just one word off from getting the buzzing bee. I've never been competitive, but I am with this game, and the word I missed was hotly, and I'm hotly disappointed that I missed it. They allow you to scramble the letters in the game. And so you just keep scrambling letters and trying to come up with combinations of four or more letters. And there's always extra bonus points for a pangram, which uses all of the letters. And it's a wonderful addiction.
Do you have a wonderful addiction to a puzzle or word game online, in a paper, in a magazine? Call 800-642-1234 to share yours. Let's go to your calls now. Mike is with us in Portage. Mike, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's your game, Mike?
I do Wordle. I also do Sudoku. And did you know that Wordle is actually the same exact game as an old game show that used to be hosted by Chuck Woolery called Lingo?
I remember Lingo. I watched it on the Game Show channel, and I'd forgotten until you just said the word just now.
I loved that game. It was my favorite game. So seeing Wordle is really nice for me.
Cool. And, you know, I think of the old Mastermind game where it was colors and you had to say how many you had right, how many in the right place and so on. Did you ever play that back in the day, Mike?
I did not, no.
Okay. So if you like Wordle, I don't know, you might like Mastermind. So you said Sudoku. Have you been into Sudoku for years and years?
I have. I played it. I used to play it in books, but now it's on an app on my phone. But Sudoku, I can't remember. There's another one and I can't remember the name of it, but it's another one that's similar to Sudoku, using numbers to fill out puzzles in the same way.
I'm good at Sudoku when it's like the one star, the easy versions. I have to give up halfway through on the tough ones. Can you get those like really challenging ones?
I sometimes can. It's really difficult.
We've scrambled not just the words, but your call there, Mike. But thank you so much for getting us started at 800-642-1234. With the rise of Wordle, we're asking for your favorite word games, puzzle games, whether you do them online, in person, or maybe you play Scrabble or other Boggle, maybe, with friends or family. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Tell us if there's a daily habit of yours when it comes to puzzles or word games. Morning show producer Mackenzie Crummy, by the way, we just heard about Sudoku. Mackenzie says, I play Sudoku most days, can rarely solve a 6-star puzzle from the Saturday edition of the Wisconsin State Journal. If anyone has tips on how to make it past the initial techniques of scanning and naked pairs, I'd love to hear them. I think I know what those are. I don't really know the strategy phrases. Do you Sudoku? 800-642-1234 is the number to call in with your word game. We heard from Ezra Wall, manager of WPR's lacrosse region, with a favorite word game memory.
My former colleague Karen was the classical music announcer at the radio station we both used to work at, and she started a thing where randomly we would leave cryptograms on each other's desks. And instead of being a quip or a common quote, it would usually be some kind of inspirational quote from a thought leader like Thich Nhat Hanh or Desmond Tutu or something like that. And in addition to being fun and challenging, it always made us feel better about the day. I miss those days.
Thanks, Ezra. An inspirational puzzle. I like that. Now, this is bringing back memories. When I was a kid, well, I was a nerd, no surprise there. I used to get Games Magazine, which they had reviews of board games, which I liked. And then it was packed full of puzzles, including cryptograms, like Ezra was talking about there. Cryptic crosswords, which I'm still hooked on when I can find them to this day. Can't always finish those either. What's yours? 800-642-1234 is the number to call with your puzzles and word games. Let's go back to your calls now. Nancy is with us in Milwaukee. Nancy, hi.
Oh, dear, dear, I'm so happy to be in touch with you because I have an absolute passion for cryptograms. And I do believe it's so mentally challenging, but so much fun. And I want to make you aware, Rob, that there is a magazine called Cryptogram Special. Ooh. I will send you a copy of where you can get this delivered to your house. There are 350 cryptograms each and every month.
It's
wow. So wonderful.
That's a great
spot. And you don't get a clue as you do in the daily newspaper.
Ooh.
They don't give you a clue. And that's, I just love these. I've been a crossword addict my whole life, but cryptograms even beat crossword puzzles.
Now, Nancy, for someone who's never done a cryptogram, can you explain what they are? It's been a while since I've done one, I'll be honest.
Well, you're decoding something that somebody has encoded. Substituting one letter for another. And you soon begin to know how to do this fairly rapidly because you can see the repetitiveness of the letter E, for instance, and you can see the repetitiveness of the starting of the words with TH. But after I'd started doing them, I realized I could tell that something had actually changed in my brain. I felt a different rewiring in my brain.
Wow.
And now I can, but don't give me anything to do with numbers. I would never do a Sudoku or whatever it is. Never. Words, beautiful English words. That's my passion.
I love it. Nancy, thank you so much. I know what you mean about the brain. Sometimes when I'm doing a cryptic crossword and I crack one that had been stumping me for a while, I feel like a little whoosh of happy brain activity. So I'm right there with you. Mark joins us next in Bloomer. Mark, hi.
Hey, it's not exactly the same as what you're talking about, but my coworkers and I are hospice workers, and every year we probably over 100 people help them pass on, and throughout the year we just try and remember the names of all the people we cared for. We'll just send a name in a text message or in an email, just reminding us of the names and the stories of who we've cared for. Okay, keep your mind strong and keeping the energy going for those families.
Mark, and it's a tribute to the people you've cared for, too, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Mark, thank you so much for sharing that with us. That's a great story. We are talking about our favorite word and number games and brain teasers and puzzles. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your go-to game or puzzle? Have you been swept up in the Wordle craze? Are you tired of people posting their Wordle patterns on your social media? Is there a brain teaser, a puzzle you do every single day? Why do you play? What do you get out of it? Is there something you recommend that people try out? Tell us about your strategies, your favorites right now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. The conversation continues coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about games, puzzles, and brain teasers. It's a fun topic with all the buzz surrounding the online word guessing game Wordle. According to the New York Times, it had 90 users back in November. Today, millions play it daily. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Tell us if and why you play this new Wordle or other games you enjoy as well in the word and puzzle categories. Jumbles, crosswords, word finds, words with friends, Sudoku, you name it. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's go back to your calls. Amy is with us in Madison. Amy, hi.
Hello.
What's your game, Amy?
I was invited back as a returning second place champion to the Mount Horeb Scandahoovian Fest Adult Spelling Bee.
Ooh. Were you always good at spelling, Amy? Were you good at spelling bees as a kid?
No, I got pretty far, and then I'd screw up on some, you know, some brain fart or another. But I always thought of myself as being very good with spelling. You know, I find copy errors all the time when I'm reading. I convinced a good friend of mine to join me one year, and then so she and I placed first and second that year. And this after like getting out the first year, I attempted on a very embarrassing word. I think it was amnesia. and then the following year, she flunked out on another embarrassingly easy word. Of course, you remember all those words that you screw up. But it was most exciting, and there were some really bizarre words in their word list. And it's a hoot because the people who hold it are, you know, they're up for some crazy fun. So it's kind of fun.
Amy, thank you so much for sharing that. That sounds great. At 800-642-1234, that's 800-642-1234. Ask you for your favorite word, games, or puzzles, or number puzzles like Sudokus, 800-642-1234. Yeah, I remember one elementary school spelling bee. My dad worked in the city of Taylor, Michigan, T-A-Y-L-O-R. And I got the word Taylor, T-A-I-L-O-R, in the spelling bee. I got it wrong. I spelled the city, and I was out. We asked around WPR for word game stories. You could join in with yours at 800-642-1234. Here's Kathy Miner, a volunteer in the WPR Simply Folk Music Library.
I am a total public radio nerd and a word nerd besides. I've been playing the NPR Sunday puzzle since, as Will Short says, the postcard days. I make sure I'm awake by 7:45 every Sunday morning, and I have a little notebook and pen at my bedside. I play along with the randomly selected on-air contestant, sometimes, I'll admit it, shouting at the radio when the answer is unbearably obvious, other times being amazed at how quickly they get the solutions while I'm still fumbling.
I'm going to give you some categories in two words. You name something in each category, starting with each initial in the category. Any answer that works is fine. For example, if I said zoo animals, you might say zebra, aardvark.
Okay.
Okay. Number one is Greek letters.
Gamma, lambda.
That is correct. Number two is roulette.
Then when Will announces the next week's challenge, I jot down cryptic instructions. And when I go downstairs, I post the challenge in a special spot on the side of the refrigerator, the better to refer to it over the next few days. If the puzzle involves any anagramming, I get out my trusty Scrabble tiles. Saves a lot of erasing and frustration. I don't solve the puzzle every week, far from it. But if I do, I enter the answer online. I'm still waiting for that Thursday phone call inviting me to play on the air.
Good luck, Kathy. We are asking for your favorite word games and puzzles at 800-642-1234. Jeff joins us next in Waukesha. Jeff, hi.
Hi, Rob. I played Mastermind, like you mentioned, and I thought that was an excellent relationship to Wordle. And I wish they had a Wordle that had six-letter words or three-letter words, because once a day is not enough for Wordle.
Yeah, I think that's part of the charm for some people, though. They get their one dose of Wordle, and that's it. You want more, though, Jeff.
I do, but I appreciate that I can't have it, because that does keep me hooked on it. And I was thinking about getting Classic Battleship out to introduce to my children so that they could do, I can't see it, but I have to imagine what's on the other side of the wall, a puzzle game.
That sounds great. And make sure they don't stack those ships up like everybody's older sibling did back in the day.
No cheating. Yes.
And Jeff, Wordle is a puzzle. Are there other puzzles you're into?
I can do Sudoku, and I recently got a book where they did a picture for a letter. Nancy, your caller, was talking about cryptograms where it's maybe a letter for letter, and she recognizes the T-H-E combination very easily, but this was like a triangle would be a letter, and a square would be a letter, and it was for the kids to solve a simple phrase.
Interesting. Jeff, thanks a lot for sharing that, and you're passing it on to the next generation. I love it. Well, with the rise of Wordle, we're asking you to share your favorite puzzles and word games and number games, maybe, if you'd like, or number puzzles like Sudoku. Still time for your call, your story at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Kathy joins us next in Appleton. Kathy, hi.
Hi. I love crosswords myself, but my favorite game with my husband is Scrabble. We've been playing Scrabble together every day for the last several years, and it might sound odd, but we often play at dinner time. And I know you're not supposed to do anything when you eat. You're supposed to concentrate on your eating. But it gives us time to just kind of connect with each other and say, how was your day? And, you know, instead of sitting down and saying, we're going to talk, it's kind of like when you're driving in a car. It's easier to talk to someone then. But no one else in my family likes to play with us because we have our own rules. It's kind of like, I don't know if you've ever read The Accidental Tourist. They have a card game they play, and they make up their own rules. Well, our rules are that you can use the premium square more than once. So if I make a word on a triple word a tile, then I get the triple. And if my husband puts an S on the word, he gets triple as well.
Oh, okay.
And, we also, if one player gets at least 100 points more than the other player, the player that's losing gets two turns in a row, so you can catch up. Huh. And we also use a dictionary to check on words because my husband, when we started playing, was a very poor speller. And so I have a little up on him in that I'm a former English teacher. But it's taught him to be a better speller, and we've actually learned new words because sometimes he'll spell a word and I'll think, that's not a word, and then we'll look it up, and sure enough, it is.
So wow.
That's my word story.
All right, Kathy, I love it. Scrabble over dinner. Thanks for that. WPR's digital marketing director, Judith Heisey, shared a Scrabble story. My husband and I are gamers, she writes. They sure are. Earlier in a marriage, we would play Scrabble. It always left one of us rather unhappy with the other. I play to make the most interesting word I can for the tiles, my tray, and on the board. Everyone wins when it's a beautiful game of creative word making. My husband plays to win the score, to take or block bonus spaces, wreck the board so there's nowhere to play, which is super annoying. And then one day they were playing in the park, hunched over the board. There was a huge gust of wind. The board tumbled over and blew off the table. Tiles were everywhere. Judith writes, the universe spoke. The path to our happiness as a married couple did not include Scrabble. Haven't played each other since at least 20 years. Back to your calls now. Ed is with us in Deerfield. Ed, hi.
Hi, this is Ed. And I would just like to make the comment on both Sudoku and the Ken-Ken. Excuse me. I've been doing the Ken-Ken and the Sudoku with the State Journal, and I started out just doing one. Then I got to second level and third level, and so I'm working my way up. But one of the things that I really like about it is it keeps your mind thinking. You go from, well, if this leads to this, then that must lead to another thing. And I really enjoy that because it just helps your mind to jump around a little bit, to think. You just don't think in a straight line. You have to, you know, move from left to right or right to left, whichever.
I love it, Ed. Good brain exercise. Thanks for sharing that at 800-642-1234. Brian joins us next in Eau Claire. Brian, hi.
Yeah, hi there. So we just got a game at Christmas called Kids Against Maturity. It's a card game, and there's two stacks of cards. One of them has a sentence with a blank in it, and then the other stack of cards has one word in it. So you get like 10 of these one-word cards. Somebody reads the card with the blank in it, and you fill in the blank with the cards you have in your hand. And then the person who read the card picks the funniest one, you know, and it's hilarious.
And is it like laugh-out-loud funny when you're playing, Brian?
Absolutely. Yeah, we did it with our kids at home, had a blast, did it with my sister over Christmas, and it must have been 10 of us around the table, and yeah, we had a really good time. A lot of fun, a lot of laugh-out-loud stuff.
That sounds like kind of like Mad Libs in game form, sort of.
Exactly.
I love it. Brian, thank you so much for sharing that with us today. Thanks to everyone who called in and our colleagues who shared their stories as well. Still time for you to share your favorite brain teaser, word game, puzzle, you name it. Keep it going on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Leave a comment about which games and puzzles you like to play, tips you've picked up along the way, what you get out of playing. You just want to brag about how awesome you are at Wordle or some other game, knock yourself out again. Share that over on the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Love to hear more about your favorite games and puzzles.